അമജ്ഞാനത്തിമരന്തസ്യ ജ്ഞാനഞ്ജനശലാഖയ ചക്ഷുരുന്മീലിതം ജ്ഞാനം തസ്മൈ ശ്രീഗുരവേ നമഃ. ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഭീഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതം യേന ഭൂതലെ സ്വയം രൂപാകദാമയം തദാതി സാപദന്തികം. വന്ദേഹം ശ്രീഗുരു ശ്രീയുതാപദകമലം ശ്രീഗുരുവൈഷ്ണവംശ്ച ശ്രീരൂപം സാഗരജാതം സഹഗനാഭഗ്നതന്വിതം തം സജീവം സാദ്വൈതം സാവധൂതം പരിജനസഹിതം കൃഷ്ണചൈതന്യദേവം ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണപാദം സഹഗനാലലിത ശ്രീവിശകന്വിതം ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കുരുണസിന്ധു ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗത്പതേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമസ്തുതേ തപ്ത കഞ്ചന ഗൗരംഗി രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരി പ്രിയേ. വഞ്ചകൽപതൃഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാസിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശിവാസരി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമോ ഹരേ രാമോ രാമ രാമോ ഹരേ ഹരേ. So today we are going to discuss about Purushottam Mass. So it is explained in the scriptures about this Purushottam Mass, and there's a glorification of Purushottam Mass. Actually, as we know, there are 12 months according to the solar calendar, and also according to the lunar calendar there are 12 months. So but because, as we know, the solar is going according to the sun, and usually of course sunrise is there till sunset, and as we know that it will be counting from the morning time after midnight till midnight, so that is one solar day, so 24 hours. So although the sun may rise, of course it's rising later, like 5:30 or 6, and setting 6 or 6:30, and in the summer is longer and in winter is shorter, but still we count the day from after midnight till midnight. So according to the lunar calendar, so the Tithi, that is known as Tithi, that is according to the moon rise and the moon setting, and so that is actually also not every day the same, but not just like the sun. For example, now the sun is rising at 6:25 or 6:30. It will stay like that for many days. It is not changing very much. Just like we say that in the summer, 21st June is the longest day and the shortest night, and 21st December is the shortest day and the longest night. But actually it is not just one day. If you see the Panchanga, it is for many days that in the summer the day is long. Not just one day, it is many days. If you see the Panchang, where it is mentioned when the sun is rising and setting, similarly, it is not only one day, there is not only one day which is the longest or the shortest day in the winter and the longest night. It is for a few days. But around that time, but in the West we consider one day as the longest and one day the shortest. Like that. So, and with the lunar months it is a little different. And so because the moon is having a different course, and sometimes, and this is changing very frequently, And sometimes the lunar tithi, at the time of the moon, the for example, the full moon, sometimes it is more than 24 hours, sometimes 25, 26, sometimes it is only 17 or 18 hours with each tithi. So because of that, there is some difference, and therefore, although usually there are 30 days, 30 tithis in one lunar month, but sometimes actually there's one less, because sometimes the time, the tithi is very short, and that is not considered. It is known as tithi kshay. It is not counted because it is not touching the sunrise of any day. So that happens frequently, and sometimes the tithi is touching two sunrise. So then for 2 days we may have Dvadashi, or for 2 days we may have Ekadashi tithi. So because of that, because of movements of the sun and moon, there's some difference. And even we know in the Western calendar, every 4 years there's one extra day in the month of February. Usually February month has only 28 days, but every 4 years the month of February has 29 days. In the lunar calendar, every 2 or 3 years, it is not fixed. Sometimes 2 years, sometimes 2.5 years, sometimes 3 years, according to the movement of the sun, of the moon. Then there is an extra month, and that is known as Adhik Mas. Adhik means extra, extra month. It is also known as Mal Mas. Mal means something impure. Just like when we have to go to the bathroom, that is called Mal Mutra. As it is there, it is very impure, except for the cow. The cows, the gober, the cow dung is pure, but everybody else's is impure. Even the Brahmana, who is supposed to be absorbed in Brahman, or even the sannyasis, of course they may be transcendental. Those who are completely transcendental, even their mal, then may be pure, like Rishabdev, it is explained. When he was passing, then his whatever was there, so that was smelling like roses practically, it was explained. But otherwise, generally, even the Brahmanas, that is impure, but the cows is pure. So it is mentioned when that first came into being at the beginning of creation, so after some time, 2-3 years, the Adhik Mas came. And as we know in our conception, we are personalists, so everything is personal. And for example, the rivers are there, and there's a personality of the river, like Ganga Devi or Yamuna Devi. They have a personal form. And even we know that Ganga Devi, she's riding on a crocodile. So like that. And similarly, the tithis, the lunar days, so they have a personal form. And similarly the month also. So the extra month was there, and so the other month they were deriding that month. Oh, this is a extra, this where from this month came here, and no name. So the month didn't have any name. Whereas all the other months, they have a name, as we know now in the Bhadra Mas, before was Shravan Mas, and then Ashwin Mas, Kartik Mas, and there's also presiding deity, a Vishnu Murti, like Rishikesh Mas or Madhav Mas. Like springtime is Madhav Mas. So they all have a shelter the month, and they have a name. So Bhadra Mas or and the springtime is Chaitra Mas or Vaishak Mas, and then the presiding deity is there, one Vishnu Murti, Madhav or Keshav. So they all have the name and their presiding deity, so they are sheltered. So, but this month didn't have any name, it just came, just like a newborn child, no name. So then there's Namkar and Samskar, the name is given after 10 or 12 days, or 15 days, or 21 days, or 30, 40 days, according to the customs of the different places, of those who are following Vedic culture. So the month, the different month, they were deriding this Adhik Mas and saying, well, that is, and even nowadays it is known as Adhik Mas, and malmas. Malmas by those who are following Smarta Vidhi, and they will not do any activity during that time, auspicious activity. They say, no, it is malmas. We should not do any auspicious activity. No marriage, no griha pravesh, no entering of the house, no auspicious activities. No, we do that after or before. And generally they will also not do during Chaturmas. So because of that, the Adhik Mas was very unhappy and was crying. And then she went to take shelter of Vishnu. Somehow she could go to Vaikuntha Lok and took shelter of Vishnu, and Vishnu was saying, why are you crying? And then she was explaining, I have no name, I have no shelter, what shall I do? And Vishnu was saying, okay, you don't worry, you have come to me, I will take care of you. But then he was thinking, well, let us go to Golok, the highest planet. Let us go to Krishna, to Purushottam, the greatest personality, and he's most merciful and most powerful, more than me. So they went to Golok, and as soon as they came there, so Vishnu was there paying respect to Krishna, and Brajena Nanda Chyam Sundar, who is Mool Roop, the source of everything, of all incarnations, of all the spiritual material worlds, although he's there as a Gopavesh, in the form of a cowboy, but he's the source of everything. He's the most strong, most beautiful, Sad Aishwarya Purna. He has all opulences, more than anybody else, more than Ram, Vishnu and Rishinga, Sisi Goni Tai Ki, Sisi Krishna Baranam Ki, Sisi Radha Shama Sundar. So there are many Bhagavan, Sad Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan. Ramchandra is also Bhagavan, Vishnu is also Bhagavan. Even sometimes the demigods like Shiva, they are also addressed as Bhagavan, because they are extremely powerful, because they are fully surrendered to Krishna. So they are addressed as Bhagavan. Even Shukadeva Goswami, Bhrigu Muni, exalted personality, sometimes they are addressed as Bhagavan. But there is only one Swayam Bhagavan, Mool Roop, and that is Brajendranandan Shyamasundar. And also Satchinandana Gaurahari, he may be accepted as Swayam Bhagavan also, the original personality. So they went there and he offered pranam Vishnu to Krishna, and he told the Adhik Mas to, in personal form there, so to offer respect to Krishna. And she was doing, but she was crying. And then Krishna, she offered respect, and then Krishna said, why are you crying? In my place here in Braj, nobody is having any suffering, is suffering. Everyone is living very peacefully and very nicely. So then she explained, I have no name, I have no shelter. And Krishna so very mercifully told her, you don't worry, I will give you a name, and I will give you actually my name. My name is also Purushottam. So you will be known as Purushottam Mas. And not only that, but whoever is doing some japa during this month, whoever is doing puja, whoever is giving charity, whoever is taking bath in the holy rivers, he will have practically unlimited benefit. More benefit than any other time, in any other mass. As we know, it is explained, if one is living in a holy place, whatever one is doing is 1,000 times magnified at any time. And actually this is the mahatmya of all the month, not only Kartik and Purushottam. Magh mass is also very much glorified. Vaishakh mass, Chaitra mass, there's glorification actually of every month, and there's some benefit if you worship Krishna. But most beneficial, most auspicious is Kartik Mass. But then it is explained that Purushottam Mass is even more glorified, more beneficial than Kartik Mass, and it is explained 16 times more. So there's most benefit if you do anything in Purushottam Mass. So if you do in Vrindavan, it is 1,000 times more beneficial than anywhere else. And if you do during Kartik Mass, 1,000 times more beneficial than any other time. And Purushottam Mass, 16 times more beneficial than even Kartik Mass. So whatever you do, puja, dan, yajna, tapa, so that is most beneficial during that time. So therefore, so of course then, the month Adhik Mass was very happy, and so now every 2-3 years Adhik Mass is there, known as Purushottam Mass. And all the devotees who are worshipping Purushottam, they will observe this Purushottam Mass. And as we know, there are three Purushottam mainly we know. Of course, any form of Bhagavan may be addressed as Purushottam. But we know basically three Purushottam. The first is Ramchandra, Maryada Purushottam. So he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he came as an ideal king, showing how to act as a king, how to follow all the rules and regulations, but not only as a king, as a human being, although he's a Supreme Lord, but he was setting the example how to act as a king and even as a human being, following all the rules and regulations of the scriptures, not transgressing any rules. Maryada Ulangan. So he was not transgressing any maryada, any rules and regulations. So he was very strictly following. And so therefore even nowadays, well, not nowadays, not so much, but maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they were still calling for Ram Raja, even the politicians. They were saying, we want Ram Raja, we want a kingdom like at the time of Ramchandra, that then everyone should be very nicely worshipping the Lord and following the injunctions of the scriptures. But nowadays we don't hear that anymore, Ram Raja. So Ramchandra is very much worshipped in India, even sometimes more than Krishna, because Krishna, although he's Bhagavan, but he's known as Lila Purushottam. He's performing most wonderful pastime. But sometimes his pastimes are very uncommon, and therefore ordinary persons, and even some persons who have some faith in God, they become bewildered. Like for example, Krishna was stealing all the time. How Bhagavan, he can steal? How he can steal? How Krishna can steal? How he can be God? Even Lord Brahma, Adiguru Lord Brahma, he became bewildered seeing the pastimes of Krishna. One time he was seeing Krishna eating with the left hand. And he was thinking, how is Bhagavan eating with the left hand? Any common man knows. In India, that we should eat with the right hand. So then he wanted to see, I should take pariksha. I should test if he's actually the Supreme Lord. And as we know, he first stole the calves and then the cowboys. But then Krishna, he expanded himself and he taught him a lesson. And even he's dancing with young girls. So that is not proper according to the scriptures. Especially when somebody is already married. With married girls he was dancing. And he's stealing left and right. Makkan Mishri. So that is not proper stealing. So Lila Vichar is there. So wonderful Lilas. And therefore those who have faith and who know Krishna, they will glorify him even for stealing. Braje prasidam navinita choram gopanganam chudukula choram aneka janma chida papa choram choragaraganam purusham namami. I offer my obeisances to Parampurush, to Purushottam, Krishna, who is the greatest of all thieves. So he's the greatest person, he's the strongest person, he's the most beautiful person, he's the richest person, most famous and most renounced. And there are many thieves, but Krishna is the greatest thief. So he is glorified for stealing butter, for stealing the gopis' cloth, according to Leela. But according to Tatva Vichar, if you think, Krishna did not do any wrong. He didn't steal. Because everything belongs to Krishna. Braj belongs to Krishna. All the Brijbasis belong to Krishna. All the houses of the Brijbasis belong to Krishna. And whatever they're making, all the makkan, misri and ghee they're making, that belongs to Krishna. Bhoktaram yagyastapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram. Everything belongs to him. So he's taking whatever he wants. So no harm. And all the gopis, they are expansions of from Srimati Radharani. His antaranga shakti, mool shakti, eternal consort. So he did nothing wrong. But still, so his pastimes are sometimes, for the ordinary persons, difficult to understand. But he's known as Lila Purushottam. And then the third Purushottam, that is Prem Purushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was distributing freely Krishna Prem, not asking very much, simply that we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So, the most important thing actually is to do during this month is to chant the holy names. And of course it is mentioned that especially three things one should do. Snan, take a bath, puja, worship of the Lord, and danam, giving charity. So, but one who is absorbed in Harinam, just by doing Harinam he can do everything. Jayati jayati nama nanda rupam murare viramidane jadar madhyana pujariyatam katama prisakridatam muktinam paramam ritam ekanam jivanam bhushanam me. That is a verse from Brihad Bhagavadam Rita by Srila Sanatana Goswami. That is glorifying the holy names. And that is explaining that all glories to the holy names, the source of all transcendental happiness. And by chanting the holy names, the cycle of birth and death, that is stopped. And all the benefits by doing puja, by doing tapa, doing one's dharma, one's own nija dharma, according to vana ashram, giving charity, everything is accomplished simply by chanting the holy names. Even snanam. By chanting the holy names, we may be absorbed, and we may so mentally we are bathing in the nectar of the holy names. Or we may, by meditation, take bath in Ganga Yamuna, or see Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila, how they're taking bath in Ganga or Yamuna, and danam, giving charity. So by giving Krishna nam to others, that is the greatest charity. So it is the greatest tapasya, as we know. Chanting Hare Krishna is also not so easy, because there is somebody there in our body, besides the soul, besides ourselves, the subtle body is there, the mind, which is giving so many difficulties, and sometimes difficult to concentrate. But, so if we do it in a very humble mood, then we may be able to chant properly, and then everything is accomplished by chanting Krishna Nam. But at the same time, so the acharyas have recommended that we follow Purushottam Mass. Even it is explained in the Purushottam Mahatmya. The example is giving of Draupadi. That in her previous life she was daughter of a Brahmana. And but her behavior character was not so good. She was not really a Brahmani. From her behavior, and then she even actually offended Purushottam Mass. Somebody was telling her about the glories of Purushottam Mass, and she offended Purushottam Mass. And so then it is mentioned. So then Lord Shiva came, and so she respected him, and she got a benediction from him because he's Ashutosh, easily satisfied. And then so she wanted to have a good husband, but she mentioned that five times. I want a good husband, I want a good husband. So he said, Tadastu, you may have five husbands. And then so because of that it is explained, then when she came at Draupadi, she had five husbands. So, but then of course so her life was not very peaceful because she was offensive in that life, but she gave up her body and then she became Draupadi. So and then it is explained, of course, as we know, and they had to go to the forest. They were driven out by Duryodhana and his brothers, and they had so many difficulties they had to undergo. And at one point, Krishna actually told Yudhishthira Maharaj that actually, because you're not performing Purushottam Vrath, you are not performing Purushottam Vrath, the Vrath, therefore you have to undergo so many difficulties, although you're my devotees. And he recommended to them that you should follow Purushottam Mass Vrath, and which they did also, and then they again got back their kingdom, and Yudhishthira became the emperor. So, but we should try to understand that Draupadi and the Pandavas are eternal associates of Krishna, and there's no question of their being offensive at any time, even though it is explained, but we should understand that it is an expanded form of Draupadi, just like it is explained like Drona Dara or Prishnigarma Prasuti, they became Vasudeva and Devaki. But Vasudeva and Devaki, so the eternal associates of Krishna. But these were expanded forms who were doing tapasya, and they got the blessings to then have Krishna as their child. So we should understand it in that way, with this great personality. Or Narada Muni is an eternal associate. He has a gopi form. He's Naradiya Gopi in Braj. Eternal associate. But they came here in this world to perform pastimes according to Krishna's desire, and so some expanded forms they may be there and considered to be as a sadhana, like Narada Muni, it is explained that he has a sadhak sharira also, and he became siddha by doing sadhana like that. But we should understand, so there may be expanded form because they may expand practically unlimitedly, almost just like Krishna, just like in Krishna Lila, Vasudeva and Devaki, when they were in Dwarka. So Krishna, he had 16,108 wives and 60,108 palaces and 10 children from each wife, 10 sons and one daughter. So he was performing many ceremonies like the different samskar, nam samskar, in one giving the name to a child, and then little later to one child was already order he was doing Anaprasanna samskar, giving first grains, Churakarana samskar. So many ceremonies were performed. And in Indian tradition at that time, the parents, they are present. So in each palace, Krishna had to call his parents whenever there was a ceremony. So then Vasudeva and Devaki, they could not run from one palace to another palace to take part in all the ceremonies, be present anywhere, not possible. So by Krishna's antaranga shakti, they were expanded, and they were going to different palaces when there was a need to take part in the different ceremonies. So it is like that. So in this way, so we should understand, so the Mahatmya is there of Purushottam Mass, and so the eternal associates of the Lord, they don't have to follow. They're already mukta, nitya mukta, nidra siddha. But they may follow yad yad achad trishesha state vetara janaha saya param kurute lokastatana vatate. They follow to set the example. So they were following the Pandavas also just to set the example for the others that we may follow. And therefore our acharyas, they have followed Chaturmas, they have followed Purushottam Mass, because it is beneficial for the conditioned souls, especially for those who have not done anything, so they may just hear about the Mahatmya of Chaturmasa Purushottam. Oh, I will get so much benefit, I will make so much advancement. Then they may do something in Purushottamas, and it is true, they will make so much advancement. But for those who are already advanced, they may sometimes simply be engaged in their daily activities. Like Srila Prabhupada, he never stressed Purushottamas, because he had, first of all, he had to tell his disciples not to eat meat and drink and have illicit sex. That was more than enough. So and even Bhaktisiddhanta, although he himself, before becoming Acharya, he was taking the vow of chanting 1 billion names and only taking Kichari once a day. So in this way, he also He was doing great tapasya, but once he was preaching, he was emphasizing the preaching. Although he told his disciples, you should follow Chaturmas. And even one time he was saying that there was a photo of him with a beard, almost 2 months. And he was saying to his disciples, you should send this picture of myself following Chaturmas to every mat, and everyone should follow. So therefore in the Gaudiya Math, for 2 months in doing Chaturmas, they are not shaving, the first 2 months. And then Vishwarup Mahotsav, they will shave, and then again they will not. But some they will not do for 4 months, because according to some, one should not shave at all during Chaturmas. Whereas others, they may only shave once a month. But Srila Prabhupada, according to time, place and circumstances, he didn't tell his disciples not to shave, because he already told them to shave up, because they were all hippies and they were attached to their hair. So he told them, you shave up. And he didn't want them to go back to their old habits, so he told them, you just shave up. But he told them not to take, as we know, a milk, the spinach the first month, no yogurt the second, no milk the third, no uradal the fourth month. So not so much. But Bhaktisiddhanta, because he was preaching in a place in Bharatvarsh where everybody knows about the Vedic culture, about Chaturmas, so he was giving more instructions according to Sanatana Goswami, which vegetables not to take, one should not take honey for 4 months, like that. He gave more and they are following more. So now during Purushottamas, so there are many rules and regulations we may follow, like it is mentioned Padma Purana, first class following Chaturmas. Like first class Ekadasi is doing Nirjal. If you cannot do Nirjal, you may take a little water. If you cannot do that, then you may take Falahar, a little fruit. If you cannot do that, you may take some vegetables. Even if that is too difficult, then you may take some kutuata chapati or something like that. So like that. So similar with Purushottam Vras, it is mentioned in Padma Purana, first class Purushottam Vras. I don't think so anyone can follow. That is not to eat at all for 1 month. So that is a little difficult. So, but in previous yugas they could do, like Satya Yuga, they were living for 100,000 years. So 1 month is not a problem not to eat and only breathe some air a few times, like Dhruva Maharaj was doing. So that is first class. So if you cannot do that, then you may drink water only. So if this is difficult, then some they will just eat once a day Falahar, just like Ekadashi. If that is not possible, for most of us it is not possible, because we have to do seva, which is ultimately most important. So we have to follow Guru. But the spiritual master is saying, what Prabhupada said, Bhaktisiddhanta, what was their mood? Preaching, that is most important. So during the Purushottama Chaturmas, Prabhupada was preaching and telling everyone to preach. But we may take up some time, so we have to see Varna and Ashram, what is our situation, what is our age. And sometimes you may take out some time, so we have to be practical and follow the advice of the spiritual master. And even just like when we worship the deities, we take the blessings of the spiritual master before speaking. We take the blessings of the spiritual master. So before doing any vrat, usually the tradition is the disciple will take the blessing. We'll take some guidance from the spiritual master, what shall I do? And then you may give instructions. So like that. So some they will only take once a day, some they will not take any sweets, so different vrats may be there. So, but the main activity is actually to chant more, and we may take a bath, or we may give charity, or we may give the holy names to others. That is most important. The positive aspect we should see, rather than the prohibition. But it is good, because sometimes we get so much absorbed in daily life, even as preachers, we go out and preach and they give very nice foodstuffs and so many sweets, and even so the sannyasis traditionally, for 4 months they would not preach, and they used to do bhajan and some tapasya. Because if you go preaching, even you may have the preachers, they have the experience, then there's some contamination might be coming because of associating with materialistic persons. So therefore it is good for everyone to follow Chaturmas or especially Purushottamas and try to do more bhajan and reduce the material necessities. Sobhadavratme vary according to the persons. So even so, sometimes they are bewildered when to follow, when to stop. So the Purushottam, someday will actually start from Amavasya, because actually Amavasya is considered very auspicious day. Just like Chaturmas is following, is starting on Purnima, or Kartik Vrat starts on Purnima. Although Purnima, and then is going till Purnima, although the Purnima, for the first Purnima from the Kartik Vrat, that is belonging to the month before, Ashwin Mas. It is not the Kartik Mas. The Kartik starts on Pratipada the next day, but still the Vrat will start from Purnima. And they will take the vow, and they may offer the deep dan, they may offer on that day, they may chant extra rounds, they may chant some stava, stuti, some ashtakams at that time. Already. So it may be already started on Amavasya. Many they will start from that day. And then they will do till Amavasya. Whereas others they will start from today because it is Pratipada. It is not so significant. So the main thing is we have to be positive and respect the different opinions even. Different devotees may have different opinions and they may have different spiritual masters who give their different instructions. Even for example it is mentioned so that during Chaturmas, like we saw in one of the books explaining the different days which are there and Vaishnav calendar, that during Purushottamas, the Chaturmas is not followed. So usually if it is in, for example, in May or June in the summer, because anyway it is not Chaturmas, at that time it is not followed. But now we are doing Chaturmas. And we are doing Bhadra Mas. And if you see in the Panchang, actually, this Purushottam Mas, it is mentioned it is also Bhadra Mas, because it is within the Bhadra Mas. So those who are strict, they will actually not take yogurt also during this month. And even so, those who are not shaving, for example, for 2 months or 1 month, they will not shave before the Purushottam Mas. Then they will have an extra month and a more bigger beard. But of course in our society we shave more often, and some devotees they shaved yesterday and now for 1 month they will not shave. That may be done. So, but we should not try to think, well, there's only my way or my guru's way. Everybody else is wrong. So already that is already actually practically an aparadh. And one more thing which we should mention, which is very important, that as we do something good, we do some vrat, we do more chanting, we do more puja. And also what we could do is we should try to see all the good qualities of the other devotees rather than seeing the faults, which a conditioned devotee also has a tendency to see the fault, even in the pure devotees. This one who is doing that wrong and this wrong, that wrong. So rather we should be like, the devotee should be like, just like a bee, going from one flower to another flower and taking the nectar. So we should see the good qualities in the devotees. Oh, this devotee, Brajananda, is such a nice devotee. Every day chanting so nicely, and we should not see if something is not so good, like he's falling asleep. Or so somebody who is like a fly going to the dirty place. Oh, this devotee is always falling asleep. No, we should try to see the good qualities only and not see the faults. So one time one devotee, Sini devotee, that was many for the first time when I heard about this vrat. So he was saying, my vrat is this month not to criticize anybody. So for 1 month, not to criticize anybody. With words, but especially then also mentally even. Try to avoid criticizing anybody. But see the good qualities. And even if somebody has another opinion, we may respect. And we may see, well, maybe his Guru Maharaj is telling him, maybe in one chapter something is explained. Just like even Chaturmas, it is explained one may start from Ekadashi or one may start from Dvadashi. It is not that you must start from Purnima like that. And even the other day, one devotee, he came to me and was saying, "Well, this calendar, it says well, it starts from Amavasya. This is wrong. What is this? It starts from Pratipad." So already the mentality is wrong. So with this mentality, even if one is chanting, but if one is keeping that mentality, it is just like making sweet rice, very nice sweet rice, and then you put some sand inside. What taste will be there? You try to chant extra rounds. Many times devotees, they chant extra rounds, and they become proud. I'm chanting 64 rounds. This devotee is only chanting 16. Oh, he's a grihastha. What is he doing? If you have this consciousness, then there's not much benefit of your vrat, of you doing extra things. But we must have the proper consciousness also. That is very important. So always very humble, very respectful, and do to the best of one's ability and appreciate the other devotees, whatever they may be able to do. So, for example, even as we know Srila Prabhupada or Bhaktisiddhanta, they were very strict with themselves. Very strictly they were following whatever they had to do. But then they were also doing according to time, place and circumstances. And they were very compassionate. Like Prabhupada, he tried to encourage his devotees to chant. In the beginning he told his disciples, "You should chant 64 rounds. But they could not do. Then he said 32. And then 16, but not less. So, but Prabhupada, he was chanting 64 at least for some time. Maybe after he was so busy and translating, he may have reduced. But he was chanting for some time. But according then to time, place, circumstances, he was doing adjustments for many things. And Bhaktisiddhanta also. So they were very strict themselves in following the rules and regulations. But then they were compassionate towards their disciples and others. And they were pushing the preaching. One time some disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta, they were following Nirjala Ekadashi, chanting in the mat. And then Bhaktisiddhanta, he came and said, "What are you doing here? Why are you not preaching?" And then they were saying, "Well, we're following Nirjala." Then he told them, "You take prasad and you go out and preach." So we should see what is the mood of the spiritual master. And we should try to follow that. And one time Bhakti Churu Maharaj was following Chaturmas, even growing beard, and Prabhupada said, "What is this beard? What are you doing?" "Prabhupada, I'm following Chaturmas." And he said, "You go and shave. What is this Chaturmas? This Chaturmas Vrat, what is this?" And he was just, of course, just to show what is most important, that is following the instructions of the spiritual master, serving under his direction and preaching. But at the same time he was saying also that we should follow the minimum, and so according to time, place and circumstances, the acharya sometimes is giving instructions. So we have to be very sensitive and very respectful and try to understand what is my spiritual master desire or mood, or we may ask him, and then we have to follow his instructions. So in this way, then by especially chanting more, or devotees also, they will chant different ashtakams. So some devotees, they prefer to stay in Braj. Many devotees, they will go to Purushottam Kshetra, Puri. But of course, Vrindavan, that is also Purushottam Kshetra, because Krishna is riding here, who is Purushottam. And even Navadip Dham, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying Purushottam. So that is also Purushottam Kshetra. So some devotees prefer to stay here, some they may go to Navadip Mayapur, some they will go to Puri. So I went a few times to Puri, and it is very sweet, especially because here I always have so much to do and so many problems. Even during Purushottam Mass, devotees have their problems and they have their different of opinions, and they come to me and then I have to try to solve the problems. Then it is sometimes difficult to be absorbed. So I went a few times to Purushottam Kshetra Puri and I could peacefully hear and chant. But we have to be practical and see what is Krishna's desire. And so, but we may even stay in the West and get the benefit of following Purushottam Vrat. Of course, if you can say in Braj, it is nice, but if the Guru is saying you stay in the West and you preach there, that is as good. And if we chant properly the holy names, and Krishna is not different, Krishna Naam is not different from Krishna, then we can create the holy place, like the pure devotee. He can create by chanting Shuddha Naam, like Prabhupada. One time he was in New York, and they were discussing different things, and then the topic came about Vrindavan. So then he was saying that, I am always in Vrindavan. So the pure devotee is always in Vrindavan, or always in Navadvip, because he's always remembering Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So like that, so we have the proper consciousness, following the Guru's instructions and chanting properly and preaching, then we may be living anywhere. But still, of course, sometimes you come to the holy places because Maya is very strong. And still we perform these vrats because Maya is very strong. So therefore it is recommended that all, whatever position one is in, either brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, everyone should follow according to their ability or capacity. So everyone should follow Chaturmas according to their ability. Or Purushottam was also. Something special we should do, and that is not difficult. Chant some extra rounds or give charity every day. You may even distribute prasad, some sweets, after the glass. Every day I'm distributing prasad, even during Purushottam Mass. So those who will not take any sweets, they should not come forward. But those who are not following, they may take Mahaprasad. And if you take Mahaprasad during Purushottam Mass, 16,000 times more benefit than any other time. If you take Mahaprasad any other time, you get some benefit. But during Purushottam Mass, you get much more benefit. So even those who are not doing a great vrat and they are simply taking prasadam, they will get so much benefit. Even taking sweet during Purushottam Mass. If you see, oh, this is very nice rasgulla, I'm in Purushottam Mass, I will get 16,000 times more benefit. So then, but at the same time, if sometimes we can do some austerity, that is good. Not that we take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rasgullas during Purushottam Mass. No. So like that. But we should try to understand the absolute nature of pure devotional service. And Prabhupada many times and Bhaktisiddhanta have explained. And the Yuga Dharma is there, chanting the holy names, that is most important, or book distribution is most important. But most important actually is the bhav, is the consciousness. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina madanina kirtaniya sarari. If one is thinking, I am a book distributor, I am better than the others, then there is not much benefit of his book distribution. If one is doing part in 24-hour kirtan, doing 24-hour kirtan and thinking, I am better than the one who is cleaning the temple, he's not taking part in 24-hour kirtan, then there is not much benefit of his 24-hour kirtan. Most important is the bhav. That one is very humble and respectful and respecting everyone. One time, Prabhupada was in Radha Damodar. There was one old lady. Every day, she was bringing one bucket of water from the Jamuna for the sake of Radha Damodar. And of course, by the way, also by bringing the water, chanting Hare Krishna. And then Prabhupada was saying, just by this seva, she's going back home to Godhead. So most important is the consciousness, to be very humble, very respectful, giving all respect to others. And in this way, one can get the full benefit of Purushottam Mass and make so much advancement. But we should keep the mood throughout the year, not that Purushottam Mass is finished now, you know, now you can do whatever you want. No, we should continue with that mood. And being extremely humble and respectful, and try always to be absorbed in hearing and chanting and worshipping and trying to help others, then surely one will attain perfection. It is explained if one is performing Purushottam Vrat, then one will go back home to Godhead. This is certainly true. But again, if you don't have the proper consciousness, you will have to take birth again. Just like even one time you take darshan of Jagannath, you liberate. This is true. But if after taking darshan of Jagannath and you're committing some Vaishnava aparadha, you're not going back home to Godhead. If you one time purely chant Krishna Naam, then you're liberated. But if after chanting one name, Shuddha Naam, of course usually one will not commit offense, but still if one is offensive then there's a reaction and one will have to take birth again. So most important is the purity. Preaching is the essence, but purity is the force. And the books are the basis, but utility is a principle. So we have to see according to time, place and circumstances. So if one is very humble, very respectful and trying his best, then surely he will make so much advancement in Purushottam Mass, and then he may continue throughout his lifetime, and then he may achieve perfection in his lifetime. But even if one is not so fortunate, then become so advanced, there is never any loss or diminution in this path. And in the next lifetime, we will continue wherever we have, whatever platform we have achieved in this lifetime. So different devotees, they will chant different ashtakams. Many devotees, they will chant the Jagannath Ashtakam, because Jagannath is Purushottam, and they will do in Purushottam. Even here tonight, they will chant some ashtakams. I think Jagannath Ashtakam, they will chant. Some, they will chant the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, known as Purushottam Yog. But we may chant any ashtakam, like for Mahaprabhu, because he's also Purushottam. Or for Krishna, there are very beautiful ashtakams there. So we may, the more we do, the better it is, the more benefit we'll get, the more we become enthused and purified and fixed. So we should try to do as much as possible and try to decrease the bodily necessities and try to decrease offensive mentality. So we should try to be always positive and respectful and see the good qualities in others. So it is explained also about the vrat. Some will say one should not tell the vrat to others, otherwise one will lose everything. So we should try again that to understand that properly. So sometimes we can see so the advanced devotees, so they may say to others what they are doing just to inspire the others. So there's no harm. But if one is chanting and trying to, if one is, that is more for the neophyte devotees who are thinking, okay, now we will chant 16 rounds and I will do this austerity, that austerity, just to protect them from becoming proud. It is there that one should not tell. But if a senior devotee is there who is absorbed, is already very humble, but he may tell to others that you may, or if he's asked by somebody how much you chant, so he may tell just to benefit that other person, so he may become inspired. So it is not that you cannot tell anybody what you're doing. So, but it is, one should not become proud and then just to propagate and just say, I'm chanting 64 rounds, I'm not eating any sweets. No, then you will lose the benefit. But if one is very humble and not telling anybody, but if one is asked by a junior devotee, or even the guru is asking, so what are you doing for Purushottam Vrat? Then if he's telling, well, Gurudev, I cannot tell you, because it is mentioned one should not tell the Vrat. So then he's committing aparadha. Because first of all, he should have asked the guru. But if he has not asked, and then the guru is asking, then he must tell. So we should try to understand these injunctions properly. Whatever is mentioned, what to do and what not to do. we should try to understand properly so that we're not committing any aparaj. And then also it is very much recommended, even just like for those who are worshipping the deities, so they are, every day actually is mentioned that they must beg forgiveness from the Lord for any offenses committed. They must, after the puja and in the evening time. It is not that you may do or may not do, they must. And so then even the advanced devotees, they will do just to teach the others. Mantra hinam kriya hinam bhakti hinam janadana yat pujidam ayadeva paripunam tadastume. Oh my Lord, let whatever I have done, even though it is not complete, let that become perfect and complete. Even though I have not chanted the mantras properly, I have not done the seva properly, like that. So we should always beg forgiveness from the Lord for any offenses committed unknowingly. Because the devotees, they do not want to commit offense. But mostly it is committed unconsciously. So in order to avoid that, so we may also every day beg forgiveness from the Lord if we may have committed some Vaishnava parad or Seva parad or Nama parad or Dhamma parad. So then in this way, we may be able to get the full benefit performing Purushottam Vrat, of staying in Purushottam Kshetra Brajadham, and being able to serve Krishna, chant the holy names during this most auspicious time. Maybe anyone has any question or any comment? Maharaj, any comment? Or any question? Yes, Matanda Prabhu, microphone. Somebody can give the microphone. If somebody is doing Ekadashi Vrat, yes. Yeah, if one is performing Ekadashi Vrat, he may take prasadam twice a day. Yes, no problem. Yes. Any other question? No question? So, we should maybe end with some auspicious mantras. Just like in the beginning, we start with Radha Madhava. Very beautiful absorption in Radha and Krishna in Braj. So I will chant 2-3 mantras glorifying the holy names and glorifying Mahaprabhu and glorifying Krishna, and then we'll stop. Madhuram madhure bhyopi mangale bhyopi mangalam pavanam pavane bhyopi hare nama heva kevalam. So glorification of the holy names. And Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, as Mahaprabhu has said, that there's only one way to get perfection, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. So the 8 verses by one wonderful Vaishnav, each line is ending this way, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. And then he's explaining, Madharam Madhurebhyopi, that the holy names are most sweet, there are many sweet things in this world. Of course, prasadam is sweet like rasgullas. But the most sweet thing, that is actually Krishna Naam. And then, Mangalebhyopi Mangalam, the many auspicious activities to be performed, like doing puja, giving charity, doing a vrat, like abstaining from foodstuffs, these are all actually auspicious. But the most auspicious thing, that is chanting the holy names. And the many things to do which will purify ourselves, like performing achman for purification, chanting some various mantras like Om Apavitra Pavitrava. But the most purifying activity, that is chanting the holy names, the Ma Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And there are some beautiful prayers by Bhaktivinoda Thakur Godrum Chandra Bhajan Upadesh, a glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is explaining that Hari Sevaka Sevana Dharma Paro Hari Namara Samrita Panaratha Nati Daina Daya Paramanayata Bajagoduma Kanana Kunjavidum. So he's explaining Bajagoduma Kanana Kunjavidum. I'm worshipping Baja, the moon, that is Gaurachandra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Godrum Dweep, one of the islands. So because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was staying in Godrum Dweep, so the lord of Godrum Dweep, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he offered prayers, every line is ending like that. Bhaja Godrum Kanana Kunjavidum, who is performing his pastimes in the gardens of Godrum Dweep. And there he's saying, he's giving the instruction actually. Very beautiful instruction. Hari Sevaka Sevana Dharma Paro. What is para dharma? We are following dharma. But what is the highest dharma? Hari Sevaka Sevana. Serving the Hari Sevak. Those who are serving Hari, the Supreme Lord. So serving the Vaishnavas, that is the highest dharma. Hari Namara Samrita Panarata. Let me taste the rasamrit of Harinam, the nectar of the holy names at every step. And then Nati Daina Daya Paramana Yoto. And then again he's saying Nati Daina Daya. Let me always be in a very humble mood. Nati Daina Daya. And very feeling myself very insignificant, and always having a very merciful attitude towards others and being helpful towards others. Daya, paramana yuto. And towards others we should always have a very respectful attitude. So that is one very there are 20 verses, but this one is extremely beautiful. So we may chant these beautiful verses. And then glorification of Krishna, which is very firm, famous in Braj. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vakshastale kaustavam nasagre varamuktitam karatale venukare kankaram sarvanga harichandanam solardam kante chamuktavali gopastri pariveshtito vijayate gopala churamani. All glories to the crest jewel of all gopals, of all coward boys, that is Krishna, who is surrounded by the gopis. And there is a beautiful description of his, of Krishna. Kasturi Tilakam. On his forehead, he has a tilak made with the kasturi, with the musk of the deer. Lalata Patale Vakshasthala Kostubam. Vakshasthala, on his chest, he has the Kostuba Mani. Nasagre varamuktidam. And here in the front of his nose he has a gajamukta, he has a elephant pearl, a beautiful pearl is there, a white pearl. Karatale venu kankanam. Karatale. In the palms of his hands he has the flute and he's playing the flute. Kankanam, and he has bangles here, very beautiful bangles. Sarvanga hari chandanam. Sometimes, especially the gopis, they are applying chandan on Krishna, but sometimes even his mother is applying chandan. Kanta sarvang hari chandanam kantare cha mukti vale. So then on his neck, around his neck, he has a very beautiful motimala, so pearl necklace. So in this way you may remember Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Purushottam ki, Sri Krishna Chandra Purushottam ki, Purushottam Maas ki, Purushottam Vat ki, Samaveda Bhaktivarinda ki, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Hari Krishna.